This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just you know what, being involved in the conversation. That's really what it boils down to. Right? I want you involved in the conversation. And when I say that, it's you need to get information. That's really what it boils down to, right? And the information can't be the last thing off your Twitter feed. Look, you guys know, 98% of the time I agree with President Trump. There's a couple times I go, you didn't have to tweet that. Or that wasn't true. You know, he's a grandiose guy. Can we agree to that? It's like, I never seen the tree. You won't find a bigger Christmas tree on the planet than we have. You know, I mean, you know how he is, right? Some of you who are new to the show, when he was running for office, the night I knew he was going to win, and the beauty about radio is we've got podcasts all over the place, so I'm not embellishing here, but I always felt like he had a chance because he was a little unorthodox, and they would not handle him. They would be tripping all over themselves. And if you guys remember the night that he was on stage with everybody, and Ted Cruz, God bless the guy, but Ted Cruz is explaining when the question is asked about the military and how much we spend on military and all this. Cruz goes through this whole thing, right? Most other countries spend X amount of their GDP on this and that, the percentage of this to this. And he goes through all this stuff, right? And talks about how much we spend in a percentage. And everybody's glazing over. The people are falling asleep at the dais. So he uses up his time, and he really still hasn't answered the question. And then Trump gets up there, and he goes, let me tell you what. We're going to spend so much money on the military. They're going to be the biggest, the strongest, the most beautiful ships. Nobody will fool with us because we're going to be so strong. We'll have so many bombs. We'll have so many missiles. We'll rebuild our planes. And everybody perk up. Because, we keep talking about the average American, and I'm not putting the average American down by any stretch of the imagination, okay? But the average American doesn't understand gross percentage of GDP and this and that and the other thing and how many workers. No. You know what they understand? We're going to be so heavy with the bombs and the missiles, nobody's going to screw with us. They got that. I looked at Tammy and said, look, Trump speaks English. He just reached everybody that Cruz couldn't get to. It was that simple. And from that point on, when he's talking about make America great again, he found it. He found the saying. You could see in his face. He was a billionaire. He didn't need this job. That's the other thing that makes me nuts. Again, not a god. I didn't vote for a god. I didn't vote for a pastor. I didn't vote for a 100%, for you Christians out there and even you Jews, who are upset at, oh, God, I can't believe the way he talks. Two things I have to say to you. And if you're truly Christians, if you're truly Jews, okay, and you believe in God's word, read the story of David, what he did. And God said he was still a man after his own heart. When you read the story of David, then tell me how Trump is not fit to be president. Okay? I mean, that simple. And then the other thing I love to tell people is this. If Trump, or if Dr. A was the leading heart valve surgeon in the world on this planet, and he had a waiting list of people that he was going to operate on, and you happen to have a valve problem while he's standing there in the operating room or the emergency room talking to somebody, and it's right up his alley, it's what he's done 52,000 times. And he looks at you and he says, I can fix this blankety-blank thing, and I've been doing this blankety-blank kind of operation, and what the heck are you staring at? You know, your mother was ugly, you're ugly, and look at your feet, they're ugly too. Would you say, I'm sorry, you're a little harsh for me. I don't know if I want you working on my heart valve. All right? I mean, seriously. Are we really, seriously, is this why we're doing this? Obama had a nice presence. To use Joe Biden's word, he spoke well. Only he could get away with that. He spoke well. Right? I mean, think about all this. And he had teleprompters. He looked good. He carried himself good. He walked well. Everybody loved him. Remember, he was going to part the seas. He was going to bring peace to the planet and the universe, of which he did none of. But he was a great orator. And they loved him. They thought he was wonderful. Didn't get anything done. Matter of fact, on a positive side of things. And I shouldn't say that. I'd have to go back and look, but there were a couple things that he did that I said, hey, you got to give credit to where credit's due. That's what my Bible tells me. And he did A, B, and C, and you got to give him credit for that. But ultimately, you have to sit here and you got to say to yourself, I don't care how Trump carries himself. You know, today when he was talking to the French president, he was right on. Softness is gone. Softness is over. It is no longer time to try to figure out how to have decent talks with ISIS so they'll stop killing people. We're done with that. No. Now it's time to, you know, 1, 2, 3, bang, gone. That's it. Move on. Okay, you know, France's problems, England's problems now are from within. They don't control the out-of-control population. I'm sorry. I don't know if they're radical Muslims. I don't know if they're people that don't understand or do understand the religious belief. I don't know what it is. I'm not the expert. Don't pretend to be. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. treatments. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being, and I mean truly, being part of the conversation. You need to be part of the conversation and not a victim, right, of your last conversation, which is what happens, you know, especially with smartphones now. Your last conversation, the last tweet, the last headline that you see, you know, it's right there, right in front of your face. The I was going to read these numbers from the weekend after Thanksgiving. The when you think about You know, everybody's all over the Facebook and Twitter and all this other stuff. And when you think about radio, which is what you're listening to now, I hope, and the effect that we have, the effect that you have on radio, the way you're reaching people on radio, because, you know, you're stuck in a car. I mean, stuck, you're in, whatever. You're in the car. And you're looking for something to listen to. You're looking for getting some information. For some of you, maybe this is the first night you've tuned into the show. I hate doing politics 24/7. Hate it. You wouldn't know it sometimes, but it's not what I want to do. These other issues that we see, the other things going on in the news that you're not hearing about because you're being buried by impeachment woes. And some of it's just a smokescreen, is what I always say. Right? That way there they can get you away from truly what's going on, the things you really need to know about. And again, there's more going on. It's like with Korea. Or North Korea, I'm sorry. We don't hear much about what's happening there anymore. Yeah, if he fires off a rocket, it'll be a 24-hour news cycle. But when there's no rockets being fired, when things are going pretty well, you don't hear anything. Right? So, the Kirk Schlichter, who's been on the show a couple times, he wrote an opinion piece in Town Hall. Basically, what would a war on the drug cartels look like, he says? You know, because in a conversation I had with somebody today about these cartels and about the Mexican government, and again, I'm not beating on the Mexican government. It is what it is. They have never been able to curtail the cartel. Never. I mean, these guys are worse than the original mafia. They don't care what they do to people. They don't care about the torture. They don't care about how they kill people. And they'll do it for effect. They'll do it to make sure you know that they're in control, that they're in charge. And they want you to know that because they want you to be afraid of them. So when it comes to the Mexican government, they can only go so far because if they were able to control the cartel, they would have done it by now. Because they're not helping. Now, Trump is talking about labeling the Mexican drug cartels, you know, as terrorist groups. Mexico's having a heart attack over it. They don't want them to do it because of the amount of violence that will increase. Unless they let us help. Now, here's the problem. The problem is the cartels have got more money than our military does to a degree. They can buy just about anything they want. But if Trump doesn't do something about this, it's that the violence is going to go on because the Mexicans aren't going to do anything about it. They can't. They just butchered, a few weeks ago, they butchered several American citizens, including kids. When you start butchering kids, there's a problem. You know, years ago when I was growing up in Boston, one of the things I remember about the mafia were kids and old people were off limits, no matter what. You can do anything you want to the ones in the middle, but kids and old people. These groups don't care. You get in the way, you're gone, you're done. I mean, when you butcher a whole family, including kids, it shows you how cold they are. They murder thousands of Americans every year. And they do it here with their poison. Think about it. The drugs that they're sending up here. Not like they go through a checkpoint to make sure they're clean and good. Do we not let that go? Do we let that go unanswered? Do we let the killing of children go unanswered? When do we step up? Now, see, this isn't us protecting kids, families, or whoever down in the middle of Mexico or down South America. This is us trying to protect our people here on our property, on our ground, on our soil. You know, let's put aside the question if we should use our military against Mexico, okay? I mean, I'm not suggesting we should, but let's just put that aside for a second. Let's look at what happens if this thing starts to escalate. Right? And none of this is good for us. None of this will help us. It's not a matter of how good our warriors are. Let's be clear here. I'm tired of setting them into every fight. But this is not a matter of how our warriors, how good they are or how they aren't. They'd lay waste. Matter of fact, get a few of my friends mad, but, you know, you set the Marines loose on these people, they will lay waste to this place. But the question is, would we ever unleash them? Would we let them do what it takes to achieve the goal of getting rid of the cartels? Well, we wouldn't. Now, some will give you a reason for it is because the CIA makes too much money off the cartels. You know, I've got those guys that'll write me tonight later. Don't bother. Just don't bother. I am not so sure that the CIA is behind as much. CIA is behind all the things you think they're behind. Matter of fact, if the government was behind everything that you conspiracy theorists send to me and tell me that they're behind, they should be running. We shouldn't have, you know, 1,600 dollar toilet seats. If they were that efficient and that good. We haven't decisively won a real war since, what, World War II, except the Gulf War. Right? Some people think that it's still going on now. And there's a reason we don't win. We don't truly want to win. Right? You have to do some pretty hard things, some pretty nasty things, some pretty uncomfortable things to win. Now, I can see Trump doing that. But I can see even our people screaming and pushing back on him. Can you imagine the Democrats siding with the America in a war on Mexico drug cartels? Not going to happen. Right? Again, this is not to say whether a war on Mexican drug cartels is good or bad. I don't think we have the stomach for it. I think this country has a lot. Well, we'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Mancini, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a sweeping impeachment report, the House outlined evidence of significant conduct by President Donald Trump toward Ukraine. findings that will now underscore a debate over whether the 45th president should be removed from office. The 300-page report from Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee makes the case that Trump misused power of his office for personal political gain and, in the course of their investigation, obstructed Congress by stonewalling the proceedings like no other president in our history. The report does not render a judgment on whether Trump's actions stemming from a July 25th phone call from Ukraine rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, though. That is for Congress to decide. In a statement from the White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham, she said, Chairman Schiff and the Democrats utterly failed to provide and produce any evidence of wrongdoing by the president. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I managed 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son, and he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast, it's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. But the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
And I'm proud to be.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855. 732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Could you go on? Right? With Lee Green song? Seriously. I mean, what do you think about it? Are you proud to be an American? Are you willing to fight? Are you willing to get out from behind the keyboard, let people know who you are, and actually fight? Would you do that? Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you, you know, particular guest topic you want me to take on, no problem. I will take a look at it. All right. Talking about what a war on the drug cartels would look like. And if you don't like what I have to say, then you can write to Kirk Schlichter. Because it's based on an article that he wrote on what it would look like. You know, again, he's got a military background. What would that look like? Now, he may have one way of looking at it. You know, I grew up around a mafia area. I know how ruthless they can be. This isn't like just the enemy, you know, where again, you, in a regular war scenario. These guys are into everything. The mafia had its, hands into everything. Judges, cops, marshals, wardens, everybody, they were into everybody. They had something on everyone. Now, and again, this is not to say that a war, a war on the cartels would be good, bad, or indifferent. Do we have the combat power? Do we have the stomach to do what needs to be done? Are we culturally and politically ready to take this on? I don't think we're willing to do so. I don't think that we would be willing to take on the losses. And frankly, there's a lot of people here in this country that think you legalize all those drugs, and that's the way it should be, libertarianism. My problem with that, sure, you want to legalize everything? Why do I have to pay for your bad choices? Just help me understand. Why do I have to pay for your poor choices? Why do I have to pay for your, inability? I had this argument, we'll veer off a little bit. I had this argument with somebody on the show today. He tried to tell me that my stance, my pro-life stance, amounted to, you ready for this? If you're driving, be careful. Amounted to slavery for women. Because I was forcing a woman to carry a baby that they didn't want, they didn't ask for, they did. I said, wait a minute, whoa. What happened to responsibility here? Right? Take your birth control pills. Abortion is not birth control. And what, you picked the wrong guy, so he's not with you? He's a jackwagon. Find out who it is, get his name, charge him, make sure he has to pay for this. But he wanted women to be able to have an abortion anytime they want to, fully free. We should pay for it. So now we're paying for it. And I got a little nasty with him. I said, so wait a minute, I didn't have sex with her. Nobody in my family had sex with her. Nobody knew I had sex with her. Why do I have to pay for it? This is crazy. This is a non-responsibility movement. And then I said to him, what happened with adoption? Has that become a dirty word? Well, now you're changing the subject. No, I'm talking about a baby. I'm talking about somebody's choice to have unprotected sex, that they get pregnant, and the kid has to suffer for it. Bring it to full term. You can even make some money on it. Maybe that's what we have to lift. Right? Maybe we get together, we start offering a couple $1,000 to carry the kid to term and give it off in adoption. But see, we've twisted everything to the point where nothing makes sense anymore. Almost every statement you make when it comes to stuff like this, you know, social justice issues is, whoa, wait, what? You can't believe it. Anyway, back to the drug cartels. Kirk goes on to say that you always start with an objective, right? What is the end objective? What's the end result? What's the goal? The bureaucracy tendency is to, they want to fuzz up all this part, right? They want to come up with these numbers and all this, you know, philosophy and how it would work and how it's worked in fact. Yeah. Can you imagine in Mexico where people are free to be the very best Mexicans they can be? Right? I mean, seriously. There's a lot of people you talk to from Mexico that are afraid of the cartels. They're afraid of what happens in their little villages or even in their bigger cities. Right? And if you think that you're gonna cut off the head of the leadership of a cartel and you're going to kill it, it's not going to happen. It's too much money. You have got to clamp down on them from every angle humanly possible. So they can't get the parts and pieces out of the city. So they can't, you know, the known areas where they grow this stuff, where they process this stuff, blow them up, burn them down, get rid of them. That's what I'm talking about. And any kind of police officer, police station, judge, courtroom, they have a saying down there that translates to either silver or lead. You either take the bribe or the bullet. They're ruthless. They don't care. And we have some of that in the United States, not to their level. I mean, think about this. They grabbed El Chapo's son and the cartel, a crime organization. They outgunned, they outmanned, and they defeated the government. How does that happen? That's when we should have gone in and helped them. Right? I mean, seriously, I don't know. I mean, Mexican federal forces, could they call them in? And I'm sure, listen, the average Mexican citizen, I'm sure that they don't want any part of this. They don't want any part of what the cartel does. They don't want to live under that garbage. And yet the Mexican president, when Trump says he'd love to come down and help, he starts decrying an invasion. He's got an invasion of the Mexican cartels. They're ruthless. They've already invaded this country. They're already doing whatever they want to do. They'll murder anyone or everyone who gets in their way. They'll murder your families. They do it in graphic style. They do it in a torturous way to invoke fear in you. So we're not going to go down there. We're not going to do anything without their help and or permission. And it has to be an end game that we have to agree to. We can't just go in there and then have the Mexican government get all nervous, afraid, tell us to get out. And this has been going on for decades. So I don't know if you can even clean out the corruption from the villages. They know if they stick together, they'll win. I don't know if you could kill or if you could break down Mexican society and rebuild it to a point. I don't know. I mean, think about what they had to do in Japan and Germany after World War II. That had to be totally rebuilt. The mindset had to be totally rebuilt. So again, could you win? Could we do? Could we take part in taking on the drug cartels with Mexico? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do mean that, too. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you spend sending me an email, sending me your comments on some of the shows, some of the comments, I mean some of the topics. Very much appreciate it. But as I said earlier, you've got to get involved. You've got to get engaged. You really do. You can't just listen to a guy like me. You can't just listen and figure everything's okay and you won't have to worry about anything. You got to pay attention. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I'm going to catch one of you dancing one of these nights. Whoa. Joe in your house. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Pleasure having you with me. Always a good time, I think. Oh, God bless America. We're into the Christmas season. Many of you were online shopping yesterday. Many. Not all. Many. And the amount of dollars that's being spent. Right? The amount of money that's being spent. It's just amazing. You know, I always joke about this, and somebody eventually will send me something going, I can't believe you're saying this. For my Christian friends. Okay? My non-Christian friends, bear with me for a minute, two, three, or four. Right? So, for my Christian friends, if Jesus came to set you free, why do you go back into bondage at Christmas time? Right? I mean, no, think about it. So, you say, well, some of you don't save up. You... All year long, you pay down your credit cards because you want to get out of debt. But you're getting out of debt to get back into debt. I mean, you truly are working at getting your credit card debt down to get it back up again, right? Because you have to buy, I mean, you have decided that you have to buy gifts for everybody in the family or whoever. So you're really never getting out of debt. You're kind of just kind of hanging in there with it. You know what I'm saying? Now, as far as, and that was just my little two cents. I mean, seriously, if you're a Christian and Jesus came to set you free and to get you out of bondage, why do you put yourself back in? It's just a question. What you do with it, it's up to you. Then the young people. You know, here I'm working with a group of young people about what's going on, you know, about Christmas time, what's going on in the economy and how they're doing with their finances. And how many of them feel pressured to buy, well, you know, for their families, brothers, sisters, cousins. And I think it's up to us to a big degree to make sure that they understand, hey, you don't have to give me anything. I got everything I need. And I know this isn't political or social justice stuff, but this is definitely things you should be talking to your kids about. Get them off the hook. Take them off the hook. You know what I mean? I mean, it's that simple. All right, let's have some fun with... So, with Harris's departure, and the fact that Cory Booker can't break, you know, 1% or whatever the heck he's got, this is going to be a funny debate, is it not? I mean, you're going to have, now, hear me out, the Big Ten party. See, I can say this because this is what they tout on a regular basis. They're the Big Ten party. Everybody's welcome in their party. But with Kamala Harris gone, or Kamala, whatever you want to call her, all of a sudden, we got a problem. Right? You could potentially now have an all-white stage, couldn't you? And mostly older white stage. Now, she did qualify for the December debate. However, she suspended her campaign. And I had heard that she reached out to Gavin Newsom and asked him to go ahead and campaign with her. That's scary. So, in good faith, she says, I can't tell you, my supporters and volunteers, that I have a path forward if I don't believe I do. She did that in her email. Her departure leaves only six candidates on the debate stage, right? Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders. Which, why is he on the stage? He's a registered independent. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Lizzie, right? Peter Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, she's still in the race, and Tom Steyer. Now, you do know that Bloomberg can't be on, he's not going to get his chance up there. And the reason behind it is you have to have contributions from so many people, you know, a certain amount of contributions from so many people to do it, to be able to get on stage. Now, the other candidates of color have yet to meet both requirements set by the DNC. The requirements include having at least 200,000 unique donors, reaching 4% in 4 DNC approval polls, or 6% in 2. So that means, that Cory Booker, you know, when you look at these people that are out there, I mean, he couldn't hit any of those, did he? I mean, he really couldn't. He barely made it. You got Andrew Yang out there. Kamala Harris. Right? It just, when you look at this stuff, they couldn't quite make it. Now, Booker, he met the donor requirement, but he doesn't have the qualifying polls. You know, Julian Castro, he hasn't hit either one of them, but he's got all the answers. You know, how do you feel about yourself when, you know, you're running for president, and you don't run because you think you're a loser, you don't run because you think you can't make it happen, and you can't even get to 3% or 4%, right? Now, Booker said he was teed off on Tuesday, right? Of his friends and Senate colleagues exiting the race, noting how the 2020 Democratic field began as one of the most diverse.
Does Booker not understand how economics works? If you ain't got the money, you can't keep it going. We're spiraling towards a debate stage that potentially we're still fighting to get on it. But we could have six people with no diversity whatsoever, Booker said. The way this is shaping up, especially with the rules of the DNC, you guys should have a little more power, shouldn't you? Shouldn't Biden?
Shouldn't Bernie?
It is preferencing millionaires and billionaires. Oh, here they go. They're going after the millionaires and billionaires. You want to do that. That's a smart move. And lots of other things that they don't ever translate into viability in Iowa. You know, I don't know if it was Bill Gates. I mean, he made mention at one of the meetings that if Elizabeth Warren gets in, he may truly have to consider voting for Trump. Because she doesn't get the business world. She doesn't get any of that stuff. Well, she knows it when you put the money in her pocket. But she doesn't stand a chance in a general election. No way. And then liberal activists, you know, they decried the potential catastrophic all-white debate stage. But if there's no money, again, go back to there's no money. Why didn't you support her? Why didn't you support Booker? Why didn't you support the people of color? What's going on with Castro? Why is she supporting him? But instead of going down that road, what do they blame it on? Because America, even in their own party, this is a show of implicit racism or sexism. Right? So if you're a black woman, you really don't stand a chance in their party. Remember, the polls of their party. The polls of them, their polls, they're not taking every polls of just everybody. Right? I love this. I think this is hilarious. Progressive activist Amy Allison, who leads the group, you know, she the People, which promotes female candidates. That's the other argument I had with the guy today. It was great. Right, it's like, he said if he was president, the first thing he would do is he would appoint a transgender head of state, secretary of state. I said, really? Why is that? To show the rest of the world how open we are or whatever. I said, so if you don't want the best person for the job, you're going to go down that road of, you know, it has to be black. It has to be a female, has to be transgender, has to be gay, has to be... So you don't really care whether you get the right person for the job. And he basically said, no, I only care about diversity. Right? That's great. So he doesn't care when he gets on a plane. He doesn't care whether the person is really good at what they do. Right? What's he going to do? Walk on every plane and find out which one has a transgender? This is the idiocy of the way these people think. We did a story a long time ago about a councilwoman in Los Angeles. She was very upset that all the lifeguards were white when the bulk of the people in the pool were Hispanic. And she did not care whether they qualified or not. She wanted the lifeguards, she wanted them to represent or to reflect who was in the pool. Just amazing. This is a sad state of affairs when people start choosing the candidates, choosing who they're going to vote for, based on color, size, ethnicity, sexual orientation. That's why we're going to get in trouble. That's why we're just going to fail if we don't get the right people in. And I'm not talking R or D. If you don't get the right person for the job in, we're going to fail, period. Joe Bettini, your host, listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. God bless. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time. Head up to the website, partake of, participate in. Give me your email address. Sign up for the text messaging. TRS is 77222. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Really appreciate your time with me.